The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to reflect back on 2022. So let's reflect on the year that was, step back from the day-to-day and look at what really happened, and look ahead to what may come in the next 12 months.
When it comes to the economy and markets, we've obviously been in a bear market and have seen a record down year for the conventional stock bond portfolio. High inflation persisted and the dollar strengthened all year. Plus, the biggest war in Eastern Europe in decades broke out and is still ongoing, raising fears all over the world and resulting in massive casualties on the ground in Ukraine. No matter how your portfolio fared amid all the volatility, it's time to look ahead. What happened in 2022 so far is in the past. If you've taken the steps to protect your capital, it's time to start thinking about switching gears to prepare to take more action and grow your wealth in 2023. A few big topics are on the table. First, what will be the path of inflation, and how much will the economy slow as a result of the Federal Reserve's higher interest rate policies?
Specifically, will we see a deep recession or a grinding, depressing period of stagflation with relatively high inflation and little or no growth?
Well, right now it looks like Wall Street is leaning towards somewhere in the middle. The major U.S. indexes have rallied since official inflation data appears to have peaked. But new market leaders are not the flashy growth names of the past decade. Instead, boring sectors like materials, energy, consumer staples, healthcare, and insurance, all of which represent products and services that people tend to feel they need, no matter what they cost, have been outperforming lately. Meanwhile, the bond market is still giving out big warning signs to anyone who will listen. More than 80% of the U.S. Treasury yield curve is inverted. That means out of all the different comparisons possible with Treasury durations, from one-month bills to a 30-year bond, 80% of the combinations feature a shorter-term yield that is higher than a long-term one. As we've said many times before, that is historically a strong recession indicator.
Sadly, with recessions, overall Americans suffer. People lose jobs, companies make fewer sales, and output declines. We're already starting to hear of local companies laying off and cutting hours.
Yeah, we can't tell you exactly what will happen, but we'd be stunned if we hear news about any job growth in 2023. Companies like Meta Platforms that first paused new hiring earlier this year are now laying people off, and job losses are starting to mount. According to fresh data from major staffing firm Challenger Gray and Christmas, U.S.-based employers announced 76,835 cuts in November, a 127% increase from the 33,843 cuts announced in October, and 417% higher than November 2021. In the tech sector, November's roughly 53,000 job cut figure is the highest monthly total for the sector since the firm began keeping detailed industry data in 2000. Plus, the overall job market is beginning to cool off. The number of job openings in the U.S. economy is trending down from its peak earlier this year. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released its job openings and labor turnover survey for October. The number of job openings came in at 10.3 million. Matching a low from August.
So it almost sounds like we're going backwards instead of forward. But how fast is the pace of this decline?
Well, the current tally is also back to the level of job openings seen in June of last year. This continues the downtrend that has been in place since March, but the rate of decline appears to be accelerating. This number of openings, along with the number of job openings per unemployed person, are two indicators the Federal Reserve has been watching closely to gauge whether the labor market is cooling off, which could dictate its interest rate policy moving into 2023. The most recent BLS report showed there are roughly 1.7 available jobs for every unemployed person, someone looking for work, down from a tally of 1.9 last month and around 2 earlier this year. In other words, the jobs market is starting to weaken. If it gets weaker, this could present an issue, especially when you consider that stimulus checks are a distant memory, mortgage loans are already generally twice as expensive as they were a year ago, and the price of food and other essentials are still rising faster than people's paychecks. All in all, it's what the Fed wants to see in its effort to curb 40-year high inflation. but the outcome could be a terrible situation for Main Street in an economy that is powered by 70% consumer spending.
So what's it going to take for the Federal Reserve and Biden administration to admit we are in a recession?
When enough people lose their jobs, the unemployment rate rises, and that's when the economists and the Federal Reserve will acknowledge a recession. A big question is how much of a recession has been priced into stocks already. For most of this year, Wall Street investors were obsessed with inflation and the Fed's rate hike plans. The central bank has raised rates higher than the mainstream expected, and every time its plan became clear, stocks sold off. Now, more people are beginning to comprehend the results of the rate hikes. Wall Street analysts' earnings estimates for 2023 are still projecting growth on balance, which leaves room for downside for stock prices. The jobs market and earnings will be big topics of discussion in 2023, but there are a few other ideas to consider as well.
And what are those?
The end of the U.S. dollar's bull run. The strength of the U.S. dollar this year compared with other leading world currencies has been a huge trend. A relatively stronger dollar means everything denominated in dollars faces a huge headwind, be it stocks, gold, or cryptos. The good news for all those assets is that very recently, the strong dollar trend has broken down. When you combine this breakdown of the dollar's long-term trend with signals from the bond market, job losses only beginning to mount, and signs of a bottom in the broader stock market, it can be a confusing time. But it can also be an opportunity to improve your position during whatever comes next. If you prepare the right way, it really doesn't matter if there's a big crash or boom next year. What matters more is whether you're positioned in the right sectors or vehicles for today's environment. We've been harping on this point a lot lately because it's important. There will be winners in 2023 and there will be losers, but it's unlikely to resemble the easy money boom times of late 2020 and early 2021, and it might be more difficult to identify them. But no matter what, as we get closer to closing the door on 2022, we're in an environment where it pays to be picky, do the research, and weigh the possible outcomes to come out stronger.
Exactly. And if people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. This has been for educational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to take a particular course of action. Indexes referenced are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.